Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henriksen for Phil Nee. In hometown baseball this weekend in the northern section on Sunday, it was Reedsburg edging out Sauk Prairie 3-2. Middleton topped Wanakee in another close one, 5-4. Casanova held Plains scoreless in a 3-0 win. It was Mazamani 9, Black Earth 4. In the western section, Hollandale took down Blanchardville 6-4, while Dodgeville defeated Belleville 6-4. It was Ridgeway 10, Muscadet 1. Verona defeated Argyle 10-3, and Arena defeated Wyota 12-2. Over in the southeast section, Evansville scored a 9-2 win over Stoughton, while McFarland edged out Jefferson 4-3. It was Cambridge 8, Fort Atkinson 4. Utica held Albion scoreless 3-0, and Footville held Lake Mills scoreless 13-0. Over in the eastern section, it was Sun Prairie defeating Rio 4-0. Sun Prairie would then defeat Cottage Grove 6-3. Cottage Grove defeated DeForest 12-3. Phil Nee has a look at upcoming high school fundraiser for an all-star basketball game.
That big moment for him as a young
All-star boys and girls basketball games will be played on Wednesday and Thursday, June 26th and 27th. They will be held at Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. New this year, a three-point contest, which will be held each day between the Division III and II games. Among those participating this year from southwestern Wisconsin on the boys roster in Division III, David Edge of Platteville, along with his teammate Zach McLean, Brock Massey of Mauston will be a part of the Division III festivities. Division IV, Mineral Point's Landon Thousand. Also Will Murray of Darlington. Caleb Johnson, Westby. Iowa Grand's Kyle Steffel in the Division IV All-Star festivities. J.J. Berendis of Schulzburg in Division V, along with Cashton's Noah Hemmersbach and Connor Butzler. From DeSoto, Landon Pedretti. Hillsboro's Isaiah Stokes. Heath Poppy of Schulzburg, along with Barneville's Casey Helgeson and Matthew Nice of River Ridge. Gavin Wonderland of Potosi High School. For the All-Star Girls Basketball players, they include Dodgeville's Marley Bush, who will be a part of the Division III roster. Division IV, Aaron Knowles, Boscobel. Aubrey McCarthy, Darlington. Bracey Nelson, Fenimore. And Bell Waters, Mineral Point. Also, Mara Gruen of Royal and Bronwyn Halverson, Highland, will be girls basketball all-stars. Again, tickets will be sold at the door at Just a Game Fieldhouse, and there will be special festivities through the day, including a dedication of a Jerry Pettigrew statue during the boys' all-star festivities on Thursday, June 27th, between 10:15 and 10:30. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thanks, Phil. When Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins threw out a runner at the plate on Sunday, his team earned a 5-4 victory over the Cincinnati Reds. Milwaukee took 2 of 3 in the weekend series. The big blast was a 3-run homer by Willy Adames that wiped out a 3-1 lead, Reds lead. The Brewers won despite the show put on by Cincinnati shortstop Elly De La Cruz. And when it came to the game, Pat Murphy spoke about the big 3-run homer.
That big moment for him as a young player gives everybody a lift. I think it's safe to say, guys, we're not playing great. We're not swinging the bat great. We're kind of not playing as that scrappy underdog team.
Speaking of dogs, the Brewers were joined in the play-by-play this weekend by a very special top dog, Snoop Dogg.
Sanchez on the 1-2. What I told you, get it in there. He in there. That's Sanchez. That's GS. I told you, baby. We call that an easy walk in the park. That's a base hit. Give him a single. He does like to mingle. And my favorite jingle is the S to the N. Double O, no, no.
And when it came to the game, though, a lot of Brewers fans were saying, oh, no, when William Contreras had a rough collision. After the game, Pat Murphy spoke about that collision.
Not sure. We got to get him checked out. I mean, when you get a head snap like that, you can be pretty sore. Trust me, in the heat of the moment, as tough as that kid is, make note, this kid catches every single day. Day game, night game, day game, doesn't matter. This kid wants to play. So that in and of itself is a rarity. But you take a hit like that, you're a sitting duck, and your head gets snapped. you know, who knows? Hopefully he doesn't have a concussion. Hopefully he's fine.
The next action for Milwaukee, they open a seven-game road trip today, rather tonight, at L.A. against the Angels. Around an 8:30 time for first pitch over on WRCE, AM 1450, FM 107.7. Going to be a late one. Rookie Carlos Rodriguez will get the start. The Boston Celtics' catastrophic performance in Game 4 of the NBA Finals gave them a chance to clinch their unprecedented 18th championship under the banners already hanging in the TD Garden rafters. As the Mavericks avoided elimination in a 122-84 victory Friday night, the third biggest blowout in finals history. That sent the series back to Boston, where the Celtics will again try for their first title since 2008. Also in sports action, we can let you know that for the Brewers back in action tonight, of course, we said you can hear that game, but elsewhere in the league yesterday in sports, it was St. Louis in National League Baseball edging out the Chicago Cubs 2-1. It was Washington 3, Miami 1. The New York Mets took down San Diego 11-6, while Pittsburgh enjoyed an 8-2 win over Colorado. Over in the American League, it was Houston 4, Detroit 1. Toronto edged out Cleveland 7-6, while Minnesota took down Oakland 6-2. Seattle had a 5-0 win over Texas. Boston defeated the New York Yankees 9-3, and Minnesota topped Oakland 8-7. In interleague action, Tampa Bay scored an 8-6 win over Atlanta, while Baltimore defeated Philadelphia 8-3. The LA Dodgers blanked Kansas City 3-0, while San Francisco took down the LA Angels 13-6, and Arizona scored a 12-5 win over the Chicago White Sox. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.